This time on Culture File, esports, where online gamers come together to play team games such as League of Legends for fun, pride, and increasingly money. In the US, some universities are offering esports scholarships, just as they do scholarships in football and athletics. In other territories, such as Korea, top esports players outshine pop stars and fill stadia with screaming fans watching the action on massive screens. Ireland, too, has a nascent esports scene where teams at their PCs compete in League of Legends challenges. Cathal Redmond visited one such event for Culturefile to meet the players, the cosplay fans who dress up as characters from the game, and the casters who provide live commentary for events. Yes, there may be a vocab quiz afterwards.
Against the flag and drag, going to see the force of the flash. Ignite did go down. That's all that's going to be there from that. Again, good pressure from Sam Hodge.
The casters generate kind of an atmosphere around it, and they kind of give you more understanding of what's going on. And they can often provide important background information to the players, different like champions and builds and stuff, and things that you mightn't pick up on yourself, and they just give you a more rounded view of the game.
I'm David Williams.
And I'm Ty Brennan.
I was always, like, whenever I'd see like the commentary, like the main sports on TV, like it always sounded like something that I think, oh, maybe I could do this well. And then this was the first thing that like I really like enjoyed at like talking about with other people, like more than anything like I've ever really watched like any other sport. So that was like, this was the first thing that really pushed me to go into something that I've always really thought of doing.
Well, it's the same as commentating for any sport. Basically, we'll watch what's happening. David here will cover most of the big events in the game, whereas I'll often do more analysis-based work and kind of look at maybe what kind of items one person's building or what kind of objectives are coming up soon. And well, he'll do, you know, all the big hype stuff, cover the big, the main events of the game.
Warwick gets his, as you say, the single target death ult. It's just going to be a lot harder for him to help his team. As we did see bot lane, actually, just noticed the blinking red health bars that you have to take.
Esports is essentially electronic sports. Basically, it's different genres. Would be like MOBA esports, which would be, for instance, like League of Legends. And then you have like a strategy esport, would be StarCraft 2. So my name is Theo. I started this up as a new kind of objective or mission to get esports in Ireland. So to get people more interested in a global phenomenon, which is all over the world at the moment. Essentially, what I used to be involved years and years ago were LAN events. And LAN events back then, because broadband wasn't that great, we used to bring our PCs together and just connect up to a local network and play against each other. We used to have competitive gaming back then, so it wasn't really called esports then. We just called it competitive play. From that, I used to develop LAN events in another company, and I met another colleague of mine who owns Geek Ireland. As we came together and we decided to develop esports.
As well, as all know, Keys, you need to be careful, my son.
Needs to be careful. He actually forces out a lot of damage as well himself. Gets the, has to use his transcendent blades. Mexi does come up as well, so they are trying to get this top tower going. Corki is in the bot lane, so he's not going to be able to help out with this one. And Nivea and Oriana.
My name is Jin, and I am head referee in GC League. In esports, the referee is working various skill and various roles. Sometimes like sports referee, and sometimes like official recorder, sometimes technical delegate. Yeah, big job. So now I am making a new job in the world as an esports tournament manager. Now I am working as a League of Legends head referee. When some problem happens, I help to serve the problem directly, and then the match can be continued.
Electi have no clue. They know the Skullbug just got respawned, so they know they have no vision of it whatsoever, but this is a really, really dodgy play. If Electi smell this, and I don't think they do, they're gonna get it. Very nicely done there by Uwatme, completely sneaking. Electi have no idea. They're actually setting up for
Dragon. The G-Series is a series of LAN events, which is basically where we get teams together and play League of Legends. The whole objective, it's basically like a glorified capture the flag. So you have to destroy the Nexus in the other base, and the winner is the one who destroys the Nexus.
My name is Jordan Terrazine Siraj, and I play for Maynooth University Bears. I've been playing League of Legends now for 4 years, so I have. I started playing the game in Season 1. Like, any time all of us are free, like, we spend it playing together, so we do. I'm the AD carry. It means that I play a more damage role. It's basically my job to do all the damage. I'm fairly good at the game, like, but we got beat 0-3, so standard is high, definitely. A lot of things in the game are literally just muscle memory. Like, you'll do it automatically without even thinking about it, so it is. And it's just pretty much like you need to decide what you're going to do as a team. I think esports in general, has just started sort of taking off. I think it will take off to be like a much, much more expansive and bigger, widely known thing. It doesn't have like as big requirements as say for like physical sports, like maybe football or something. Like if you have a computer, you can play away. Like
My summer name is Drigger. My name is Ryan. We did the first semester and we got to the semi-finals, but we just kind of knuckled down this semester and did a bit of team practice and everything, so I'm glad we could win. We kind of get like team practice every now and again, but it's mostly like solo and we kind of just meet up then when we have our matches. But yeah, it's a good game. I love League of Legends. It's probably my favorite game.
It was a good game, yeah. Like even though we lost, it was really fun.
My name is Delia and I'm cosplaying Battle Bunny Riven from League of Legends. I think it's pretty interesting because like esports isn't really something a lot of people know about. Like, you know, they wouldn't really see it as a real sport kind of thing. So I think it's really interesting that League is kind of recognized as one of those esports.
You know, it's interesting to watch the pros play as well. Like their games are always so interesting. A lot of games I get bored of after playing for a while, but it doesn't really tend to happen with League. Like even if I get bored for a short period of time, I always come back to it. It's just, I feel like there's so much to do and it's always like every game is different, every game is fun. So yeah, I love playing League pretty much. That's why I cosplay from it as well. I just love it.
And I'm Addis and I'm cosplaying as Nidalee.
Oh, great engage. They actually forced a flash as well, but there's two teleports coming down as well. It's going to be Jokerism and Haydn going down, but G-Killer jumps into four people. Haydn and Jokerism going down in that bot lane, going at it. They're trying to see if they can get something out of it.
I think it's a growing thing. I wouldn't call it big, but I mean, as you can see around, it is getting big now, and I think it is going to continue to grow. It's not difficult to get into. You just hop online. Like, you generally have a group of people you'd know who would play games as well, and you can just go to these events. They're very open, very casual kind of things. You can kind of just join in into the community. It's pretty open and welcoming.
So overall, they burn a flash and the Cataclysm, but they still come out of it on top. Dragon did go in favour of you, what, mate?
So there you go. Let us know how you get on. Carl Redmond there reporting on the rise of Irish esports.